Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I'm Zoe. Sophia.
Sophia.
You're Sophia.
I'm Sophia.
In honor of our ketchup special,
we are going to eat
ketchup. So,
ooh, that was a bit. Ketchup. We're eating ketchup.
Chips. Potato chips. 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 I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips. Chips. Chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com. The podcast, not the website.
So today, we're going to do, just choked on my candy. We're catching up with a bunch of our old friends, and we are going to try ketchup chips to go in line with our catching up theme. Ketchup, mm-hmm. Ketchup, you get
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. So we're going to just put some cats on the phone right now and...
And get freaky.
We'll just get freaky.
We're going to get freaky. So...
So we're just pulling these numbers out of a hat.
We don't actually know who we're going to speak to. It's a little bit no caller ID. It's kind of freaky, kind of naughty. And it's going to happen. Charges may apply. So, area code 780, you're first.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. Who's this again?
This is Zoe.
And Sophia.
Oh, hey, guys, how are you?
Great, how is it going?
Good. I totally forgot about this call.
Oh, you know, we just wanted to catch up.
You know, that's what old friends do. You forget about your calls,
and then you remember
them. And you pick up like you never left.
So what are you guys' names again?
You know us.
No,
come on.
Oh, Bill. Yeah, that's right. Sorry. My bad.
Come on, Greg.
Wait, how do you spell your name again?
It's Greg. I spell my name Chris.
So you spell it C-H-R-I-S. Greg.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, just checking.
So what are you guys up to these days?
Oh, we're eating chips as per usual.
Yeah.
Chips.
Now
we're talking.
Yep.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of things I want to talk to you about chips.
Okay.
Should I just go right in?
We actually had one question we want to ask you. What are you most afraid of?
Ooh, going to Shoppers Drug Mart and there not being that President's Choice tons of ketchup rippled chips on the shelf.
Whoa, wow. That is topical.
Seriously interesting because we are featuring ketchup chips today.
Greg, are you psychic, Chris?
No, Greg, are you psychic, Chris? No, I'm not. That's just old friends for you.
That's why you catch up because you can
that's
just
my daily reality.
Yep.
Finishing each other's chip bags, if you will.
If you will.
Completely.
Chris.
Chris, tell us what's your question?
Actually, I don't really know that I have a question. I was just going to ask a bunch, or I was going to talk a bunch about chips. But let me think for a second if I have a question. Are you guys in Toronto? I can't remember these days.
Yeah, we're nowhere.
Chris, you know.
Chris, come on.
You've been over
to our place in Toronto.
I couldn't tell if you guys moved or not.
No. We're still here.
We're
still here.
We're, yeah.
Okay, do what you're saying. Okay. Do you guys, fuck with box chips out there?
You're talking like Halloween candy, like a lot of little bags go into one big box?
I'm talking a box of Old Dutch.
A box?
And inside that box are two, I would call them medium-sized bags of chips.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're getting two...
I was really curious, too, because I grew up on box chips. Box chips, I feel like they're like the bagged milk of Edmonton.
Wow, do you
think... Is that where you're living these days again?
In the bag of milk?
Yeah, don't you know? You've been here.
Oh my god, I know. We're just teasing you.
I know. Classic. That's like a classic gag for us.
It's just a classic gag for the three of us.
Classic musketeer gag.
The three musketeers back at it again.
Do you remember the first time we made that joke?
Yeah, when was that?
God. Oh, definitely 2003.
Yes, of course. Because I remember 2003 because it was the year after 2002 and... That whole thing happened, so I remember.
Yeah, don't talk about it.
Again, yeah, it's still pretty fresh.
We want to like leave on a certain sentiment. Like, what is your favorite memory of us? Like, what is your golden, your golden strudel for Sophia?
Okay. Now you got me digging.
I know there's so many, but
so I feel like the thing that I like the most about talking to you guys. Is being close friends with us.
Hanging out.
Yeah, and hanging out. Like, it just brings me back to those days we used to go to the gym together.
We were real gym rats. We were Greek gods.
One of you while the other one spotted me, but all at the same time. It was very bizarre. I remember one of the specific thing is, like, there was, like, a look that the trainer, the guy, like,
oh, yeah.
He says he's the trainer, but he doesn't actually
do any. Oh, we know his tricks,
I remember the look he gave. I shared a look with him while I was being spotted and spotting.
Yeah.
It was the only time my eyes looked away from
all of our biceps.
I happened to look over at Buddy, and he looked at me, and he was like, I could tell he just thought, it was so beautiful what we were doing.
Oh my god! You just brought a tear to my eye, Chris.
We got to get back there.
We got to hit the gyms again, my friend.
Guys, let's get the band back together.
Let's do it, guys. Also, do you remember that time we all went to a weightlifting competition and the three of us won, but the judges couldn't choose who was better because we were all equal and we stood on the podium. All on the first level, squeezed in.
Crazy.
That was so beautiful, too.
Yeah,
and afterwards, we shared that cheese wheel. We ate the whole thing.
We ate an entire cheese wheel. And we were like, that was actually the demise of our gym career.
I mean,
we ate the cheese wheel on the first podium. No?
Yeah, with only our mouths and no hands.
My neck game was insane.
Well, Chris, it's been so great catching up with you.
Okay.
Bye, Greg.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Spin the wheel, and we're just gonna spin through our Rolodex here, and you just let me know who are we gonna
last one.
This one?
Spin the wheel to the last one.
Okay.
It's so random.
It's spun.
Hey, it's Mike. Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Mike, you frigster.
You done messed up.
You said you were gonna answer.
Oh, that was actually the guy that I think said he had no idea we'd be calling.
Oops.
Okay, so he had no
idea. Let's use
the first one?
Who's the first one?
Well, I don't know. Sophia, this is an anonymous Rolodex.
I mean, it's definitely one of our friends, but which friend is it?
Well, let's try it out and see. Oh, come on. If you don't pick up, you're toast. You're toast, man.
Leave a message.
No. No, we won't. Seriously? No.
Nothing like an afternoon spent
calling all your
old dearest friends and none of them
and they just want to chat so hard
to make you feel really beloved and
special,
worthwhile
and like you are popular.
This is what life is all about.
While your call is completed, long distance charges may apply.
If this doesn't work,
we should just drive ourselves into Lake Ontario. Oh.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
How are you?
Is this Chips?
Chips, yeah. It is.
Okay, cool. We were just talking about this. So funny.
It's
Are you recording right now? How does this work?
How's it going?
great. Just absolutely wonderfully.
What's the news over there?
Well, you know, it's the same as usual.
Let me ask you this. Are you still proud of us?
Proud of?
Us.
Oh, of you. Oh, of course.
Okay.
One more question for you. Yes. What's your question for us that's chip related?
Well, if a chip were an animal, what animal would it be, you know?
Okay. We can roll with that.
Let's roll with that.
I'm thinking like something universal and beloved, yet scary and like potentially deadly.
Ooh, we're going to have to think about this.
Mm-hmm. Think it over in the episode and we will get back to you, baby.
It was so great catching up with you. I hope we all get together again soon.
Sandra,
reminisce,
yeah. Say hey.
Go back to our watering holes, our old haunts, and mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, you guys are doing a great job, and I support you wholeheartedly in everything you do.
Thank you so much.
Thanks you.
Okay. You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye. We got a missed call, so I'm going to call them back.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, thanks. You?
Pretty
great.
Good. This is Kev, right?
It's Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Sorry.
What's that?
Potato, potato, huh?
Yeah, potato, potato.
How's it going? We were just calling to catch up with you. It's Zoe and Sophia, your old friends.
Oh, yeah, my old pals. Miss you guys.
Miss you too.
You know what? You've always been a sweetheart. Thank you. We miss you too.
How's your alma mater?
It's good.
How's your mother?
Well, my mother's good.
And your brother?
My brother's good. My father's good.
What are you up to, Mike?
That's what I told him. Not much. I'm just having a cigarette and eating some delicio pizza.
Oh.
What flavor?
Three meats. Pepperoni and ham.
I can never have enough three meat.
Yeah.
And Mike, 3, 2, 1.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Oh, you don't have your horn today, huh? We usually all three have them. Give us some three meat sandwich.
Yeah, give us some goss. What's been going on in the neighborhood?
In the neighborhood? I'm in Newfoundland right now, so not much going on in the hood here. Maybe going to go to the gas station later.
How many potatoes exist in Newfoundland? Ballpark.
There's more potatoes
right this second.
There's 200,000 potatoes growing currently. And you can cook them in 82 different ways.
82. Whoa. Name one.
Scallop.
Rapid fire again.
Roasted.
Again.
More.
Garlic mash.
More. Get crazy.
Three meat potato.
Oh my Nico's God. Nico's potato Nico's. Trio. We're really calling for a simple reason. We wanted you to ask us a question about chips.
Okay. Just any old question, man.
Yep.
Are you guys of the Messier school of thought? Can you have just one?
All right, one potato chip?
Can you just have one? Oh, wow, I can't believe no one's asked us that
that's
yet.
That's a demonically good question.
That's a really seriously good question, Mike.
I'm of the school of thought that is counter to the Messier school. I think I can, in fact, have only one, if any at all.
You can only have one potato chip?
I'm remembering why we're not friends anymore.
I forgot why we haven't caught up. This is exactly why we are so freaking different.
Yeah, we have unreconcilable differences, but about potato chips.
Well, Mike,
I find them a useless dish.
Maybe we should just cut it loose here. So, thank you so much for your question. Enjoy, but we can't be friends.
Yeah, enjoy the cod jigging, but I guess we'll never talk again.
Have fun in Newfoundland. Eat some potatoes, for God's sakes.
And we love you, for God's sakes, but, you know, don't call us back, okay?
Okay.
Bye, hey, Mike.
We love you. Bye.
We don't actually love him. We can't anymore.
I know.
But after that.
Wow. I just, like, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, I wonder what that friend is doing, and you... Then you remember.
And then you remember why you
cut them loose
friends.
For a reason. Some people are so...
That was up.
Fundamentally different.
Up.
From us. That's up.
Well,
Sophia,
listen, we have...
We've got a lot of juicy questions.
We have a lot of friends.
You know what? We have a lot of friends, and we caught up with a lot of them.
Right.
A lot of them didn't pick up.
Did you hear that, Zoe?
Yeah.
It's time for us to get meaty. Three meaty.
Three meats of Mykonos.
Island. Do we disclaim to our audience what we just did here?
Yeah, I think we got to tell them.
Listen, audience. These were just random numbers we pulled.
From the ether, from our Pokedex.
And that's...
And that's how it went. You know, sometimes you got to gamble, you got to take a risk and see if it pays off. And I'd say this time, somewhat.
Somewhat
paid off. And I think that's kind of a...
I'll say this is pretty
accurate. Sort of an accurate... Yeah.
Description of friends also.
And life in general.
And life.
You take a risk, it somewhat sometimes pays off.
Works out.
Yeah.
So let's get into our chips.
We are having not one.
But two.
Give me a little backup. Like not
what?
One. Not one.
Not one.
Not two.
Not two.
But
three.
Three kinds of chips.
Why does yours sound so pathetic?
We've got...
Ba-da-da-da. Number one.
We've got Old Dutch ketchup chips.
Number two.
We've got ketchup Lay's.
Number three. We've got
plain Lay's
with Heinz tomato ketchup.
Classic brand of ketchup.
Real ketchup on real chips.
Exactly.
Real ingredients, folks. So why don't you list off our questions so we can dive into them?
Yeah. Well, Chris gave us a great question. Have you had chips in a box? No, Chris, the answer is no.
The answer is quite simply no.
Then that's, I think, as far as we need to go with that. What animal would a chip be?
We'll get into that once we get into these chips.
Yeah. And I think our best question today was Mike's question. You know, we can't deny that he's an evil genius mastermind with his questions. Can you eat just one chip? We can't test that today, unfortunately, because we
because
are
we have to eat multiple.
Contractually bound to eat. But could you? Mike's not asking will you, he's asking could you.
You've really put me in a rat hole here.
Old Dutch Ketchup, proud sponsor of the Toronto Blue Jays. Eh?
What?
Their bag is shaped like a baseball.
Yeah. It's kind of chic.
It's definitely chic. This is one of the nicest marketing packaging jobs I've seen in quite a while.
Mm.
It's classic. It's not over the top. I'd say it appeals to
maybe some Dutch people because it does have a mill.
Should we call our Dutch friend and just ask if he likes Old Dutch?
Who's Dutch?
Isaac.
Just quite simply ask him that.
Yeah.
And then cut him loose. Isaac, do you like Old Dutch chips because you're Dutch?
And old?
No? Okay, bye. Okay, there you have it. Dutch people don't like
that's
Old
definitive,
Dutch chips.
And that's across the board.
Why don't we just open up the freaking Old Dutch?
Yeah. First with cat food.
Big time cat definitely food. Cat food. Definitely cat snacks.
That is one of. Oh, geez. Get your nose really in there.
Oh, no, it burns. What are these going to taste like? Fire. And I don't mean the good kind of fire.
Let's do a chip cheers.
Cheers. Ow.
Mm-mm.
Pointy chip.
It tastes a little like it has some
ketchup?
Paprika in it or some kind of spice. This is a spiced ketchup.
Mm. Could you eat one?
These ones, I could probably just eat one. Not great.
They don't have good crunch.
They're kind of soggy. Mulchy.
Now, this is supposed to be ketchup, quote unquote. Should we compare it to the real deal?
Yeah. We're going to compare it to the Lay's ketchup, which... This, to be clear, is not an official contender in today's competition.
But it's like when you smell coffee. It's like when you smell coffee in between trying fine perfumes.
Yeah.
This is that.
Cool.
I keep burning my mouth.
Mm. Kind of French.
Very. The final note of that one is so much more friendly than the final note of the old Dutch
I'm
ketchup.
The ketchup chips to me are so saturated that they don't pack crunch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to open the plain Lay's.
Okay, and...
We're going to give both... We're going to give both the plain Lay's and the plain ketchup a good old whiff and see what happens with our nostrils. Pure oil.
Yeah. All right, should we crack open that ketchup? Yep. I think this might be a first. I would be surprised, to say the least, if we were to find out that any of our listeners, or anybody for that matter, actually uses ketchup as a dip for plain chips. I've never heard of this before.
We are dipping them on ketchup on a napkin?
Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
Okay.
That works doesn't well. Really look very
This looks ketchup-y. Like it's old. This
I think is you should pour some more on. It's really old. So what we're doing is we're dipping the plain Lay's into
ketchup.
Regular Heinz ketchup. Chip cheers.
Chip cheers.
Oh, I think you should get a little more ketchup on there.
Okay.
Hmm.
Let me tell you, real ketchup
tastes nothing like ketchup flavor.
That was so gross. I mean, you would get ketchup on your chips if you have it with like a hot dog or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a different thing to have it on its own.
To me, that just tasted like French fries with ketchup on them.
Really? To me, it tasted mostly like having a mouthful of ketchup, which is not something that I desire regularly.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Which is a glowing review. Okay, follow that up with a real ketchup.
No, this is an old Dutch ketchup.
Yeah.
This is no palate cleanser. This is another
This is the
Deathly
fierce
Hollow.
Competition. Oh. Ugh. If Lay's ketchup were in the running, it would win, for sure, hands down. I'm going
to
say
Could
that.
Could this be our grossest ketchup trial to date?
Mm-hmm.
All of these are so lackluster, is there going to be a winner? Now listen, animal.
Hmm.
What animal would a chip be?
Hmm.
Let's think this in the context of ketchup.
I'm just trying
potatoes.
To get inspired with this.
Yeah, be inspired.
These are so gross.
They're so disgusting. If I was a chip.
And an animal.
I'm thinking rogue, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely thick-skinned.
Mm-hmm.
Like the walrus idea in that respect.
I was thinking warthog.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah, or a wildebeest or something like that.
Yep, yep.
I don't know where that's coming from. Maybe you can try to
instinct.
Dive into
it's
the
pure
inner
instinct.
Channels of my mind.
It's instinct.
It is instinct.
When you have something that's so like close and a part of your body, it's really easy to...
Just know. It's
right.
A knowing.
It's a bonding of spirits, a bonding of minds, the bonding of chip and person is a beautiful
The bonding
thing.
Of warthog and
The bonding and Clyde.
Of the bonding Clyde of warthogs. I think that the plain one is higher up in my book. The plain plus ketchup, I should say.
Listen,
It's higher up in my books right now just for the simple fact that it includes a plain Lay's chip, which is hard to go, you know, you can't really go wrong with that.
I think Mike freaking cursed us.
Yeah.
So I can't just eat one chip? Well, actually, I could because all these are disgusting. Did you curse them?
Wow. We need to get vengeance upon Mike.
Yet again, we're going to have to travel to find Mike and seek vengeance and
which is what happened
revenge.
To us last time. That's when we last saw Mike.
Vengeance summer of 2014.
This is the least inspired I've been by a set of chips before.
Thanks for nothing, Mike. So who's our victor here?
I can tell you hands down. Plain Lay's with ketchup dip.
We are your hosts,
Sophia LaPage
and Zoe Robertson.
I feel like it's really weird that we say each other's names.
Why? I like that it's confusing.
Okay. This is a Sumo Audio production.
This was recorded at
Eggplant Pictures and Sound.
And
big special thanks, soggy chip thanks to our audio engineer,
Jody
Freaking
Tompkins. And our theme song is by the wonderful Fez Gillen.
Even on a budget, Quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.